We work in conjunction with the community wardens, the education department, the fire service, all with the main aim of driving down antisocial nuisance involving these types of vehicles. The exhausts on them are quite noisy. They're used on the pavements with disregard for other road users and pedestrians. And I would urge these people who are involved in this type of activity to think of themselves, but think of members of the public as well, keep themselves safe. If we do come across youths on these types of vehicles, we can use legislation to seize the vehicle. They would be charged under offences under the Road Traffic Act 1988, and it could prove very costly to have the recovery of these bikes back. They are powerful. They do have everything you would see on a normal motorbike. It's just a compact size, but yes, they are actually real machines. We aim to attend schools, educate young persons through use of legislation where they can and can't use these vehicles, and essentially just maintaining to keep them safe whilst at the same time making them aware of the nuisance they do cause on public roads.